Okay, guess what? We are learning Malachi, my friends. And we're learning Malachi. We started it last week, right? And we learned just the first section. We did go through the first section. We will see that Malachi basically has three topics. Three basic topics. Maybe we should say four. The first one is the destruction of Edom, which is what we learned about. And he does not say a lot about it. It was very short. It's going to be very short, very quick. The second topic that we are about to discuss is going to be the corruption among the Kohanim during his time, which was overwhelming, just overwhelming. Please remember that this is just about less than 100 years into the time of the second Beit HaMikdash, and yet already there is a lot of corruption in the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash. And it's one of the things that he discusses at length in Perek Aleph and into Perek Bet. That is a very large topic of Malachi's. He's going to talk about, of course, the end of days, and one other thing that we will see was also a terrible problem at the beginning of the time of Bayit Sheni, and that continued all through the times of Bayit Sheni. And so remember that there's a specific style that Malachi has. He has a very specific style. He says something and then he makes it into a dialogue. In 1 minute, I will. He makes it into a dialogue. He makes a statement and then he says, and you might ask. And he poses a question and then he answers his own question. This is his style, it's his signon. It goes on throughout the entire Sefer. So if you remember, he started by saying there's an unbelievable statement that he makes that's just beautiful. Ahavti etchem. Ahavti etchem. I love it. I have always loved you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have loved you. Amar Hashem va'amartem ba'ma ahavtanu. And you might say, for what reason, with what, for what do you love us? Hallo ach Esav Yaakov ne'um Hashem v'ohavet Yaakov. They were asking whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us because of Zuchot Avot, or does he love us for what we are? And the answer that he got, that the Navi gave us, was it's not just Zuchut Avot, because after all, if it was just Zuchut Avot, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would love Esav as well, because Esav is also a child of Yitzchak Avinu. But nevertheless, v'et Esav soneti, but because of their actions, I do not love them, I hated them, and they are going to be completely destroyed. And at the time that they will be destroyed, they will not be able to rebuild. Unlike Am Yisrael, that will also be destroyed but will be able to be rebuilt, Esav will not be able to. And he tells us, Ve'enechem tir'ena, Pasuk Hey in Perek Aleph, your eyes will see it. In other words, Am Yisrael, you will see the time that Esav will be destroyed. Va'atem tomru, and you will say, Yigdal Hashem me'al gvul Yisrael. May Hashem be great. He is greater. He is magnified above the borders of Yisrael. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with all of the nations, with all of the world. So that was part one. That was very short discussion, right, of the destruction of Edom. Edom was going to say, oh, it's nothing, we'll be able to rebuild. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, nope. You're going to rebuild and I will destroy again. Yes? I didn't mention one, deliberately. See, you noticed it? I didn't mention one. I gave you three. I didn't mention one because it's very painful. And if you want me to tell you what it is, he's going to talk about the mixed marriages. So if you want all four topics of Malachi, you have it. The destruction of Edom, very short. The corruption among the Kohanim, lengthy. The Nisuei Tarovet, the mixed marriages, which is also pretty hefty. And then, of course, Acharit HaYamim, or shall we say, a goodbye. He says goodbye. This is it. You're not going to have Nevuah anymore. This is it. This is the last voice you hear until you hear the voice of Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi. That's Malachi. That's Malachi in a nutshell. Did somebody have a hand? Yes. Yes, I'm sorry. I left out Pasuk Aleph. I apologize. Pasuk Aleph, I will read it for you. You deserve it. Masa Dvar Hashem El Yisrael. Masa, it's a heavy burden, Navi. The word of Hashem to Yisrael, Biyad Malachi. That's it, in the hand of Malachi. And it doesn't say who Malachi is, and there is much discussion in the Gemara, some of it in Gemara Megillah. I was reading a little bit last night about who this Malachi is. It could be most of Chazal, like Ibn Ezra insists, it's a man whose name is Malachi who lived at the beginning of the time of Bayit Sheni. However, there's another thing that Malachi could be my messenger. Malachi, my messenger, in which case there is an opinion that it's Ezra, that Ezra had Nevuah aside from the fact that he's a sofer. There's a lot of disagreement about that, by the way. And there's also an opinion in Gemara Megillah that it's Mordechai.
That's it.
Mordechai. And it's Mordechai, Malachi, my messenger again. You know, my messenger Mordechai. The thing that I really liked, and since I went over the first Pasuk, the idea of that Biyad Malachi, in the hand of Malachi, that Rashi tells us that all of the Nevi'im got their Nevuah at Har Sinai. And they sort of were holding it. They were held in abeyance until the proper time. Until they were needed. In other words, but then Nevuah all came from Har Sinai. So it was Biyad Malachi from the time of Har Sinai. Ezra and Nehemiah talk about in the Nisuei Tarot. Please remember that it is the same era. We are talking about the same era that Malachi must have lived. Whether it was Ezra or not, Malachi lived at the same time.
It doesn't say Ben.
Nothing. I just read it to you. Malachi. Malachi, and we're going to see Paragimel also will start with. Paragimel also starts with that cryptic, just the name. It says, Hine, Hineni Sholeach Malachi. And here we don't know, does he mean my messenger? Or does he mean I'm sending Malachi? But we'll get to that. That's Paragimel. Leave it. I'm trying to remember what, you know what, I'm going to have to check it. Since you mentioned it, I didn't even check it. Who wrote Malachi? I want to see if, in the Gemara Baba Batra, does it say Malachi himself, or does it say Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, or does it say... It can't be. Oh, take it back. X, wrong. I have misled you. Wait, I have to take a breath. That was terrible. I forgot something very important. It's Nevi'im. it must be written by the Navi or the Sefer would not be in Sefer Nevi'im, and it must be written under the direct influence of Nevuah. So Malachi, whoever he is, wrote his own Sefer under the influence of Nevuah. He could have written it, but did he have Nevuah is the question. Because what Ezra wrote, the Sfarim that Ezra wrote, Ezra, Nehemiah, Divrei Hayamim, are all written in what we call Ruach HaKodesh, the lowest level. It's Ketuvim. Everything that Ezra wrote, Daniel, parts of Daniel, were written by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah at the leadership of Ezra. The beginning of Daniel, the first few Prakim, 11, the first 10, something like that. And that's why it's in Ketuvim. Even though Daniel had visions, he saw a Nevuah, but it's written by a Ruach HaKodesh, not Nevuah. Now that you got me started, I really have to review it. I could see that I got to review it to make sure that it's really up here. Stuck here. At any rate, chapter or topic 2 in Sefer Malachi, very interesting the way he puts it. He puts, Bein Yechabed Av Ve'ever Adonav. A son gives honor to his father, and a servant gives honor to his master, right? Ben Yechabed Av. V'im Av Ane, says the Kaddish Baruch Hu, if I am a father, Ayei Kvodi, where is the honor that I should be given? V'im Adonim Ane, and if I am a master, Ayei Mora'i, where is the fear that I should be given? Amar Hashem Tzvakot, says Hashem, God of hosts, Lachem HaKohanim. To you, the Kohanim, Bozei Shmi, who belittle my name, Bozei Shmi, you belittle my name, Va'amartem, his style, and you will say, Bame bazinu et shmecha. And you might say, how have we belittled your name? Right? So it's really a very, very interesting little mashal he gives, because he says, Yizaher ben, a son, Yechabed av, Yizaher bichvodo, a son is always very careful to honor his father. Mitzad ha'ahava asher ye'ahov et aviv, as a result of the love that he loves his father. Ve'eved yechabed adonav mipnei ha'mora, and a servant gives honor to his master because of the mora, the fear, the awe. Mitzad shehu moshel alav v'yorei me'ansho, from the point of view that he rules over him and he can be punished. He can be punished by his master. V'lachein lo ya'aseh davar hasanu be'enav. And therefore the son won't do anything that's hated in the eyes of the father. And the master, the Eved, won't do anything that's hated in the eyes of the master. V'im avani, I'm reading the Malbim, obviously. Al yidei she'atem kvanim lefanai, and if I'm like a father, because you are like sons before me, ovdim me'ahava, you serve me from love, ayei kvodi, then where is that honor that you should give me as a result of that love? Ve'im adonim ani, and if I am a master, she'enchem b'midat ahava, maybe you're not on that level of ahava, and you're serving me because of fear of punishment. Va'al kol panim, halo tzrichim atem lehityorei me'onshi. So certainly, shouldn't you be afraid of my punishments? Kasher ani ha'adon, shel kol ha'olam, because after all, I am the master of all of the world. Where is it? Both of these questions, say the Malbim, are asked of the Kohanim. The Navi is addressing the Kohanim, and he says to them, and you might say, what did we do? What have we done? How have we belittled your name? And he answers, Magishim al Mizbechi Lechem Migo'al. Migo'al is disgusting, right? Migo'al. You bring close on my Mizbeach bread that is disgusting. Va'amartem, and you might say, Bamega al-Nucha, wait a minute. How have we given you disgusting stuff? Ba'emarchem, in your saying, Shulchan Hashem Nivzehu. Because you say, the table of Hatem, Zeh HaShulchan Lefnei Hashem. Remember in Yechezkel, when Yechezkel is taken into the precincts of the future Beit HaMikdash, and Hashem takes him before the Mizbeach, he says to him, Zeh HaShulchan. Right, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's table. Zeh HaShulchan Lefnei Hashem. So we refer to the Mizbeach as the Shulchan Hashem. And so you have said, Kohanim, the Shulchan Hashem is nothing too much, right? You have belittled it, Nivzeh. It is like a shameful thing. I want to read you the Malbim. You know, there are a lot of people that do this, by the way. They kind of amavazeh the whole idea of karbanot in our present day. You know, we cannot have any idea what it was like to walk into the Beit HaMikdash with a karban and to have the Kohen greet you in front of the Heichal and take the animal from you and then for you to stand aside and watch whatever is done with your karban. We can have no true comprehension of what it was like. But it doesn't give us the right to say that it was something bazui, to say that it was something, forgive me for using the word, primitive. Here it's repulsive. Yes, Mago'al is repulsive. In other words, what is it that went on in the Beit HaMikdash? You know what? We may very well, depending on which one of our great philosophers we follow, or whoever is right, there will be a Korban Tamid. There will be a Korban Tamid, that's for sure. Korban Tamid shel Shacharit v'shel Ben Arbayim, there will definitely be... Rambam. I think that there will be a Korban. People will not bring individual Korbanot, but there will be every morning a Korban Tamid. And every, as far as I know, we will see. Maybe Rav Cook would say no, I don't know. I'm not an expert. But nevertheless, let's look at what he says, because the Malbim, everybody always had that feeling about Korbanot, not just in our time, when we're so sophisticated today. Have you noticed how sophisticated we are?
We're very sophisticated. Did you ever go past Gansaka on the 4th of July? And people are doing wonderful barbecues, but that's not primitive.
That's of course not. The Tamid was in... I'm trying to find... It's not really the same thing. It's not really the same thing, but that there's... The whole idea, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu eat? You know, that whole idea. I'm trying to find exactly where I want it here. Oh, he says, Hu davar masha nachnu makrivim ala mizbeach hu davar nivzeh. It's something small what we put on the mizbeach. Shemakrivim alav dvarim bezuyim chelev vidam. What do we put on the mizbeach? We put the chelev, the fat, and blood. Ubazeh atem avazim et shmo ukvodo. And when you belittle it, then you belittle his name and his honor, right? And he says, but you put things that are disgusting. In other words, even I wouldn't eat it. Why do I put it on the mizbeach? What you're looking at, what you're... Too much talking. Hold on. What you're saying is on a very high level, Marcel. The very high level that you're putting is the dam is the nefesh. And we're not allowed to take a nefesh, even of an animal, without showing that it comes from, the permission comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They were not on this level. They were on the level of saying, yuck. What are we doing? That kind of thing. They were not on that level. Even the Kohanim, not just the people. That's the scary thing. The scary thing is he is addressing the Kohanim because he also says, look, the next pasuk, v'chi tagishun iver lizboach. And when you bring an animal that's blind to sacrifice, ain ra, what's the big deal? There's nothing wrong with it. Hakrivehuna, Reg, I left out something. V'chit hagishu piseach, and if you will bring a lame animal, v'choleh, and an animal that's sick, ain ra, there's nothing wrong with that. Hakrivehuna lepechatecha. Try and experiment and bring an animal like that, an iver or a piseach, to your commanding officer or to your whatever, governor. See if he likes it. See if he would like an animal that's lame or blind. Hayirtzecha? Will he accept it nicely? O hayisa panecha? Or will he give you special favors? Amar Hashem Tzvakot. He's saying, look what you're doing to me. You wouldn't do that to somebody that you're bringing a gift to an official. Would you bring this to an official, this animal that's blind? You would bring an official a perfect animal.
So they're talking about inferiority versus
the Adamah that he's Hevel brought the finest, and Hevel brought meat, you know, whatever. Okay. Pasuk tet, va'ata with an ayin, chaluna pnei keil v'yichanenu. Daven, please, before Hashem, and maybe he will be gracious to us. Miyetchem haitazot. These averot came from your hands. In other words, you are the ones that did it. You, Kohanim. Hayisa mikem panim, amar Hashem tzvakot. Is he going to accept this graciously, says Hashem, God of hosts? Mi gam bachem v'yisgor delatayim. Is there anyone among you who will close the doors, who will refuse to do this, who will say, no, I'm not going to take your lame animal. I'm not going to take the animal that you brought. It has a mum, and an animal with a mum cannot be brought on the Mizbeah. Is there anyone among you who is willing to stand up and object? Velota iru mizbachi chinam. Do not light my Mizbeah for no reason. Ein li chefetz bachem. I have no desire in you, Amar Hashem Tzvakot, says Hashem, God of hosts. Umincha lo erze miyedchem. And I don't want a gift. Or I don't want you to bring the mincha that goes with this ola. If the ola is not perfect and is pasul for the mizbeach, doesn't do you any good to bring a nice mincha with it. I don't want a mincha if the karban is not proper. Just want to read you a little bit of the Malbim here. Mosif lemar, he continues to say, Shegam chutz min ha-mincha, gam bochem mitzidchem ra'oi l'skor d'lotayim, bal tavo'u el beiti. Not that you should close the door, says the Malbim, the way I translated it, but he says, it is worthy to close the doors to you, Kohanim, that you shouldn't come into my house. The imbatem l'sham, and if you did come there, ra'oi shelota iru mizbechichinam, it is worthy that you do not light. Don't even put a flame on the mizbeach for no reason. Umefaresh neged mi gam bochem v'yizkor d'latayim, ki ein li chefetz bochem. Why should we close the door? Because I have no desire to have you come into my house and bring these improper karbanot. Pasuk Yud Aleph, something very interesting here. Ki mi mizrach shemesh va'ad mevo'o gadol shmi bagoyim. Because I'm going to tell you something, the Navi says, to the people, to the Kohanim specifically. He says, from where the sun rises until it sets, my name is great among the nations. Uvachal makom muktar mugash lishmi. And every place in the world, kitoret is brought for my name. Umincha tahora. And pure meal offering. Ki gadol shmi bagoyim, amar Hashem Tzvakot. Because my name is great among the nations. What is he saying? What is he saying? Let's look again for a second, and then we'll read the Malbim. Ki mi mizrach shemesh ad mevo'o gadol shmi bagoyim. My name is great among the nations, wherever you look in the world, right? What you're doing is disgusting because everybody in the world really knows that there is a God. You hear me? Everybody really knows it. And you have the job of serving me personally. And you are mevazeing it. You are belittling it. He says, "B'chol makom muktar mugash lishmi." I'm going to read you the Malbim, and he's going to clarify it very well. Every place there is ketoret that is brought to my name, and mincha tahora, because my name is great among the goyim. A very interesting idea. Very interesting idea. I'm reading the Malbim. Ki mi mizrach shemesh ad mevo'o. Hagam shekol ha'umot ovdim avoda zara. Despite the fact that all of the nations worshipped idols, gadol shmi bagoyim, my name is great among the nations, shekulam yodim, sheyesh siba rishona elyon al kulam. They all know that there is a first cause. What the philosophers call the first cause? The Big Bang. The Big Bang, before the Big Bang theory. The first cause, in other words, that there had to be something that made the world come into being. And there is something that is behind everything that happens in this world. Everybody knows it. But what do they think? They think that that first cause has shlichim. He has a messenger, a son. And the sun brings light to the world and warmth. He has another messenger, the wind. All of these things, kind of like Greek, you know, the Greek mythology stuff. We're going to go a little bit more. Yes, Marcel. You had your hand up before. Let me just say that aloud. Did you want to add to it? And say for Yonah, the sailors, interesting.
They realize, oh,
there is a God. What we have on the floor is very interesting. That the idea that, like when Moshe Rabbeinu was arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Chayta Egel and Chayta Meraglim, and he said, "My Yomru HaGoyim," that type of personality that's arguing about Hashem and saying, the Goyim really know that there's a God. And we're supposed to be the people that show them how to worship that God. What will the Goyim say if you destroy us and we're not there to show them the way you're supposed to do it? She also said, Marcel, that it's similar to Eliyahu HaNavi, the personality, the arguing personality. Malachi keeps using the term Hashem Tzvakot, like an army. The arguing personality against Hashem, who's saying to the people of his time, what are you doing? Everybody looks to you to show how to worship properly. How can you possibly be doing what you're doing when everybody knows there really is a God? They don't worship that God. They think they're worshiping his shlichim. I didn't finish the Malbim. They say, just to give you an example, the Baal controlled crops, right? And fertility. The Baal was a messenger of some siba rishona, of a first cause that runs the world, and the Baal is the one that decides whether the crops grow, lahavdil, my God, I feel terrible saying it this way, but, and whether you have children, et cetera, et cetera. And therefore, the primitive mind worshiped the Baal in most primitive ways, one at a time.
But was the Baal something
But
Hashem?
But that's what you're talking about, a different kind of religion. In other words, you're talking about, when you mention, you know, Yeshua, when you mention Muhammad, then that is a monotheistic religion, sort of. You know, with Christianity, it's a little bit of a question. But this was really idol worship. And so the question is, did they really believe? You remember the whole question of Abraham when he says to Terach, you made this idol and you think that the idol could, you know, do whatever you wanted to do? You pray to this idol? You made it with your own hands. That unbelievable Perek and Yeshayahu, where a whole bunch of people are standing around and they're hammering and knocking and doing things and making a whole bunch of idols, and they think they're going to get so much mazel. Makeba Patish, and this whole Perek, where everybody's so busy and they're knocking in the nails so that it should really hold together. Do you really think when you do that, that there's some kind of power? So the truth of the matter is, and the truth of the matter, that they had to feel that there's something behind this figure that they created, but that they needed to see a figure. And the truth is that when we talk about, is it Dor Enosh? I'm trying to remember, is it Dor Enosh? We just read it. We're just at the beginning of the Torah, in which they did make representations. They started making Ashuchal, where it says Ashuchal, Likro B'Shem Hashem, and Parashat Bereshit. They made it whole. Not they began, but us, Huchal, they made whole because they started making images and saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shlichim. And we're going to, he's going to say it. I'm going to read it. He's going to say it a little more. Yes.
So, that's like a good luck charm.
Beat me. You beat me, really. Yeah, it's like a good luck charm. Is it Avodah Zarah? V'anochi lo yadati? I don't think so. I think it's like good hand, good luck, you know, the hand of Hashem. I don't know. Don't ask me these questions. That's like beyond. Let me go into important things like the Malbim. Okay? Okay, Rega, okay. So everybody knows that there's a Siba Rishona, a first cause, Elyon al Kulam, above all of them, Ukri Le Elaha. And they call that first cause Elaha, a god, right? Excuse me. Elaha de Lehe, god of gods, right? God of all gods. Raksha Omrim, She'ein Kvodo Lahashkiach Bishfelim. But it's beneath his glory, his honor, to pay attention to everything that's going on in this lowly world. V'shemasar hanhagat olam hashafel limishartav. And that he gave over the conduct of his world to his servants. Kemelech shemoser hanhagalis arav avadav. Like a king that gives over all of the busy work of the kingdom to his servants and his princes. V'rotze sheyichalku lahem kavod basher heim hanigashim en hamelech. And he wants people to give them kavod because they're the ones that come close to the king. So this was really the beginning of idol worship. That's how idol worship began. That man thought that there were shlichim. V'hem ha'emtza'im beino u'bein ha'am u'kvodam u'kvod ha'melech. They're the go-betweens between the king and the nation. And they should be given honor because they reflect the honor of the king. But your Jews, Malachi is saying to them, you have this job to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu correctly. Everybody knows that you are not doing it correctly. Yud bet, bevakasha. Va'atem mechalalim oto. And you are desecrating it. You're desecrating the Mizbeach. He's talking about the Mizbeach. Be'emorchem shulchan Hashem go'alhu. When you say the table of Hashem, the Mizbeach, is disgusting. It's despicable. V'nivo nivze ochlo. And that which you, the things that you say on the Mizbeach, and that which is the food that you put on the Mizbeach, is disgusting. In other words, that which you put on the Mizbeach with all of the tefillot, it is absolutely disgusting. Ratzalomar ki haya b'shulchan Hashem shehu ha-Mizbeach shnei inyanim. Because there are two things about the Shulchan Hashem. Aleph, Dvarim, Hakrevim al hamizbeach Lashem, the things that are actually sacrificed to Hashem, kmo chele v'dam, hakarbanot, like the fat, the hard fat and the blood of the karbanot, va'al zeh tomru shehu b'goal, and on that you say, come on, maybe we'll make a barbecue for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, and give him some steak. And bet ha-peirot v'ha-tnuva shelo, dehainu ha-basar, kodesh ha-nachel ha-kohanim. And you also have to talk about the holy flesh that's given to the kohanim, kmo b'sar chatat v'asham, v'ha-ne'echal la-ba'alim, kmo b'sar kodeshim kalim, she'ochlim otam mishulchan gavoha, et cetera. Let me go a little bit further. I'll tell you where he's going. In other words, there are two things going on the Mizbeach. One of them is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself gets a portion. And that portion, you're saying, is Mago'al, right? The Chelev and the Dam. But there's more to the Mizbeach than just the portion that's given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please remember that the Kohanim, the job of the Kohanim and the reward, the gift of the Kohanim, is that they get portions of the Chatat and the Asham and all the other Karbanot, and that is Besar Kodesh because it came from a Karban. And that the Baalim, when they bring a Zevach, they get a portion of the Karban too, and that is Besar Kodesh. And he is saying Nivo is not just what you say Nivo. Rashi said Nivo is that which you speak on the Mizbeach. In other words, any tfilot that you say. But Malbim says Nivo is Tnuva. The produce of the Mizbeach is holy. Al zet omru ki nivzeh ochlo. And on that you say, oi, and the food that we get from the Korbanot and the Mizbeach is also belittled and ugly and despicable and whatever other word you want to use in the translation. So in other words, in this pasuk he is saying everything that you do, you are mechalalim. You desecrate your own work, Kohanim, what you do all the time, you desecrate the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash because you say it is, you belittle it. You say it is nothing, it is disgusting, and it is nothing to be proud of. Va'amartem, notice he's saying a lot about this topic. Va'amartem, and you have said, hinei matla'a. There's different ways of translating this pasuk. I'm going to take it first according to the Malbim. Hinei matla'a, matla'a from le'ah. Oh my God, it is so heavy. It is tiring me out. It is so tiring for me to drag this animal over to the Mizbeach. It is so tiring that I have to go to the opening, right? To the opening of the Azara and meet people and take the big fat karban from them. It's matla'a. It's really hard work. I mean, is this worthy of a Kohen? That I should have to take this big, heavy animal? V'hipachtem oto. And very often, what you did to the animals is hipachtem from nafuach. You blew it up so that it looked bigger than it was. Hipachtem. That's not the only translation, by the way, but this is the way the Malbim takes it. V'hipachtem oto amar Hashem Tzvakot. In other words, not only that, but there's an inyan of like you're fooling everybody because you act like it's very, very heavy. You act like the animal is huge. You've done something to it that makes it look much fatter, but it's really a nothing animal. It's really a skinny little animal that you've somehow done something. The Malbim says you've put air between the skin and the flesh. I don't know how they did it. And then, yes. Vehevetem gazul. And sometimes you bring that which is stolen. Ve'et ha-piseach, ve'et ha-choleh. And the lame and the sick, vehevetem et ha-mincha, and you bring with it a mincha, and you think, well, the mincha is okay. So the animal is koshered, right? It's like fine, because you brought a good mincha. Ha-ertzeh otat mi'etchem, amar Hashem. Do you think that I'm really going to want this? Rashi doesn't go into this whole scientific thing about saying the animal, excuse me? You blow up a mitzvah?
Blow it.
Interesting. It does become, because the hefech, it's really interesting that Rashi treats it like the word v'hipachtem, hapach, he says is something utterly disgusting and a lie. In other words, you have made the whole thing into something that's a lie, that's not really a mitzvah, that's not really a good thing to do. Something utterly disgusting in the way you're treating the karbanot. And you've really, there's a word for it. There's a word and I can't think of it in the moment. But you are taking the mitzvah and you are totally ruining it, kohanim. You are taking this wonderful mitzvah that was giving you this gift, this position, and you are totally turning it into something that is a chilul Hashem, rather than a kiddush Hashem. That's really what's going on in all. And notice he's being very repetitive. He is giving them a lot of musar. He is mastering them, you say in Yiddish, because he's telling them again and again, look what you're doing. Do you think that I want this? And he says, pasuk yudalit, the last pasuk in the parak. Va'aror nochel, and here nochel is lehitnakel, and cursed is the person that is telling this lie, that is making this fakery, I can't think of a better word, that is putting on this show, mitnakel. V'yesh be'edro zachar. In other words, the person that's coming to bring the karban is also cursed because he is coming with a big excuse. I don't have any better animal. What can I do? I'm bringing you. I know that it's blind. But what can I do? I had trouble with my flocks this year. But yesh be'edro zachar, he really has in his flocks a male, and here a male means a healthy male. V'noder, v'zoveach mashchat. But even though he knows that he has a good animal, he makes a vow, a neder. A neder, as we say, hare olai. You don't specify an animal, right? He makes a neder, a vow that he's going to give a karban, and he sacrifices something that is disgusting, that is mashchat, that is abominable, Lashem. And Lashem here, it says, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, to the master. Because we're talking about, if I'm a father, you have respect and love for me. And if I'm the master, then you have fear of punishment. But you bring this to Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Ki melech gadol ane amar Hashem Tzvakot. Because I am a great king, says Hashem Tzvakot. Ushmi no rabba goyim, and my name is awesome among all of the eight nations. In other words, all of the nations know who I am. Ve'eich lo yichat mimeni ish mibnei Yisrael, says Malvim. I'm awesome among all the nations. How can you, a man from Bnei Yisrael, not have fear of me? Perek Aleph. But he is not finished with the topic at all. So he goes on in Perek Bet, talking to the Kohanim. Va'ata, with an ayin, aleichem ha-mitzvah hazot ha-kohanim. And now this mitzvah is on you, meaning very simply, don't say people are bringing you these karbanot that aren't good. So it's not my fault. What could I do? I am only a servant, right? I am only the representative here. I follow orders. Aleichem ha-mitzvah hazot. Kohanim, it's your responsibility. It is your responsibility. Ani metzaveh etchem shetashkichu al zeh. I have commanded you that this is your job to watch this. V'shetazhiru et ha'am. And it is your job to warn the nation not to bring this kind of animal. Im lo tishma'u, if you will not listen. V'im lo tasimu alev, and you won't take it to heart. You won't pay attention. Lotet kavod lishmi, to give honor to my name, Omar Hashem Tzvakot. So says Hashem, God of hosts. Again, notice all the Tzvakot, again and again. V'shilachti bochem et hame'era. Mazem me'era, it's a curse, right? La'or. I am going to send a curse. V'oroti et birchotechem. What's one of the jobs of the Kohen? To give a bracha to the people. I am going to make your bracha into a klala. V'gam orotiha, and I will do it, make it even worse. In other words, I'll make it into a curse again and again. Ki einchem samim alev. Because you're not taking your job to heart. You are not doing the right thing. I'm going to read this. I want to read the whole. In other words, what's the bracha that the Kohen gives us? Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, Ya'er Hashem, right? The whole beautiful bracha that we listen to, that we have the zechut in Eretz Yisrael to hear every day. And I am going to make that not Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, but it's going to be Chas v'chalila Hashem yekalel otcha. In other words, that just the opposite. When you're going to say the bracha, it will come out for the people as a klala. But I want to read the Malbim. Give me this. Im lo tishma'u, says the Malbim, mitzad she'ani mazhir etchem, from the point of view that I'm actually warning you. V'im lo tasimu alev, and if you won't take it to heart, mitzad he'orat ha'sechel. In other words, from the point of view that you know inside, that it makes sense, that it goes according to the sechel, that you're supposed to be responsible for what you bring on the Mizbeach. Sheyik mechayev zot, it makes it, you are obligated to do this. Lotet kavod lishmi, to give honor to my name. V'shalachti b'chem et ha'me'era, I'm sending the curse. She'amarti arur nochel me'era zot ha'shalach b'chem. When I said in the last pasuk there, v'arur nochel, cursed is he who makes all these excuses. Remember, mitnakel, it wasn't nochel we will eat, but mitnakel, who is making his excuses. What is it that I meant when I said I'm sending a curse? Masha atem avarchim et ha'am, that which you bless the nation, bevirchat kohanim, when you do the birchat kohanim, achar hakravat hakarban, after they bring the karban, shene amar al zeh, it says on this, remember what it says after the birchat kohanim in Parshat Naso, v'samu et shmi al bnei Yisrael va'ani avarchem. Remember that wonderful pasuk after the Birkat Kohanim. The Kohanim will place my name al bnei Yisrael, and as a result of it, I ani avarchem, sha'al yedchem yivarech Hashem et ha'am. It's via your bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses the nation. Aval atah she'atem misalkim shmi mibnei Yisrael u'machalalim oto. But now when you kind of move my name away from bnei Yisrael and you desecrate it, ahapech brichotechem liklala. I'll turn that bracha that you make for the people into a klala, a curse. V'gam kvar erotiha achar she'enchem samim alev. And I've already done this because you're not taking it to heart. In other words, I have already, whoops, I have already sent you a klala because of what you're doing. So please note, because there's something very important about what Malachi is doing. Malachi is feeling the responsibility of being the last voice of Nevuah. There's no question. He is feeling it very strongly. And we can see by the way he is literally begging the Kohanim to stop what they're doing. He is saying, this is basic. What's happening here is basic. You have been given the Beit HaMikdash again. And the Beit HaMikdash, the essence here, is the Karbanot, and you are using it to make a Chilul Hashem. He is feeling heavily that burden of knowing that he is the last direct voice from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we are going to see that pleading, there is a pleading in his voice throughout his Sefer. Sorry to keep you a little bit late. And may it be a good week. May we hear lots of smachot. May there be a lot of smachot that we hear.